Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Opening the phones up for first-time callers today on any subject you want to talk about, but the whole transgender invasion, the vaccines killing so many people, the attempts to make it forced in the military. How do we fight back against this? What are your pro-vaccine stories, your anti-vaccine stories? You agree, you disagree? Open phones. All we ask is a clean phone line. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Your call's coming up next segment, but a very important report dealing with the New World Order's endgame, the final moves of the New World Order.
Communists on the faculty of one university is one communist too many. Even if there are only one communist in the State Department, that would still be one communist too many.
Dr. Henry Kissinger sits in on the talks that are animated, constructive, and frank. At the summit, face-to-face, two leaders who direct the destiny of one out of three persons on the Earth. The gate to friendly contact, says Joe and Lai, has finally been opened.
Former CIA Director John Brennan also revealing he was once a communist sympathizer during the Cold War, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me?
I saw an article from 2003 where Comey was bragging that, yeah, I was a communist until I became whatever I am now. I've never heard that. Comey the communist. How about it? Who knew that? It's amazing.
Folks, we've got communists and globalists breathing down the neck of the United States.
China threatened war against us in a huge speech today.
谁妄想这样干? 必将在14多亿中国人民用血肉铸成的钢铁长城面前碰得头破血流.
Weapons technology has developed in such a manner, not only with the destructiveness of weapons, but with the artificial intelligence to unleash the full capabilities of either side. On the other, let's set it some basis for some cooperative action. The world will slide into a catastrophe comparable to World War I with a technology that is even more difficult to control.
The analogy of the flame of liberty, you know, the people, half the people going to it, or I don't know, whatever the numbers are, the communists going towards the light of liberty, the torch.
They're going to extinguish it.
Exactly. They want to put it out.
We're about to be under total communist takeover, re-education. That's their plan. They don't want to just take the U.S. over. They want to butcher it, chop it in pieces for maybe 80, 90 years like the Russians. I mean, they want to break our spirit.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
A new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has approved a revised draft of a policy document on the new world order.
This would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
You know, I don't like to think in terms of opportunities at this point. I would put it, at least in my area, more in terms of the biggest challenge that we face. And we are in the midst of one of the historic global transformations that is going to eventually lead to a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
This information, this intelligence is tough to swallow because they haven't really seen it play out like we have in InfoWars for the last decade.
The juxtaposition of this with, say, Hunter Biden is extraordinary. Hunter Biden still has a $200 million stake in a investment fund in which his partner is the Chinese Communist Party.
We need to really understand this could be the last July 4th ever in this country. In fact, you could say last year was, we really are a conquered nation. If we're not honest with ourselves,
about how much trouble we're in, we have no hope. So I'm just asking listeners to realize that this is the moment of truth. Whether people realize this is a globalist takeover at every level and
in 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points. X3, 60% off free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it runs the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I don't mind you coming.
Gin and sake do not mix. That's a pun. Who has the name of liquor or alcohol in both first and last names? It'd be like if your name was Willie Johnson or something. It's kind of cute. It's kind of funny in that case. But, I mean, with her, gin sake. And I think her parents are engaged in a joke. But she doesn't look too happy about that in the world she lives. And she's got a tough job gaslighting the American people of the world. So I was just about to come to this segment and open the phones up and go to your calls and talk about communism and how the globalist big mega banks are using communism as their operating system. And that's really how it's always been. I remember like 15 years ago, the head of the Communist Party in China, right before he stepped down and Xi Jinping took over, said, China is the ultimate example of capitalism and communism merging, and that our communist experiment is the ultimate form of capitalism. People said that doesn't make sense. But then remember Obama, before he left office 5 years ago, did a big tour in Latin America, in Chile and in a bunch of places. He gave the same speech to graduate students, one at a law school. You got to pull this up because he said it in English. We played it many times years ago. He said, oh, listen, we need a communist country like China that works with multinational corporations that are capitalist, and that's the system we're building, where one country's communist and then one country's capitalist, and then they work together, which means you're slaves in one country, we exploit you out over here. Now, when he went to Africa the same year, he didn't give them that speech. He said, you can't have cars or air conditioning or the earth's going to burn up, even though they've got totally clean cars and air conditioning now, and it's been proven the Earth was starved for carbon until the Industrial Revolution, and then the temperature did go up a few degrees. A new ice age was due, and now it's already trending towards flattening out now, but it doesn't matter. Carbon dioxide, the trace gas like oxygen, they're both very, very low and have been much higher in the planet's history. That's why plants and animals used to be bigger, because there was more oxygen, more carbon dioxide. By the way, that's mainline science. They don't want you to know that. And so just while I was about to come on and play, one of the health minister spokespersons in the UK, who's an avowed communist, when Comey's a communist, he admits, do you know he's in the Communist Party? James Comey. Brennan, member of the Communist Party, because you didn't get into government in the 60s and 70s and things if you weren't a communist by that point. I know a lot of people, folks, who had family that had done a good job in the State Department and other areas, but because they were conservative by the time they were in the 80s and 90s and they tried to get jobs, even though they had straight A's. Didn't matter if it was from Yale, Harvard, Vanderbilt, where it was, they couldn't get a job because, well, you come from conservatives. We're done with you, the folks that actually built the country. We want John Brennan. We want James Comey. We want people that say they're communist. John Bowne did an excellent report on it. We just aired. Some stations just joined us. Everybody should go check it out. It's at band.video. In fact, I'm going to ask that it's posted in the live show feed today. We always have a headline for the show every day. Then we can put that headline up. I want to read that to folks here in a moment. But the final moves of the New World Order, John Bound. 4-minute report, 164,000 views, and it absolutely needs to get out. The final moves of the New World Order. And again, if you go to the front page of Infowars.com and you see today's live show feed, I'm going to have it added into that. Every day we give the live show a particular name of the broadcast. And again, it's very easy. I'll just go there myself and I'll pull it up for you. Tuesday Live. Tucker Carlson is not the new Alex Jones. The world is simply waking up and seeing the same thing as Jones. There's been a huge battle on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, where people are defending me, people are attacking me, and we just keep winning the debates because what we actually say is one thing versus what the corporate media says we're saying. But let me get back to where I was. I'm digressing. I was about to play this British health minister when they asked, well, do you like permanent lockdowns and permanent masks because you're an authoritarian communist? She says, how dare you question the science? I am a scientist. My party affiliation means nothing. When that's a sick joke. The whole EU got made up with former communist bureaucrats. This is a communist authoritarian takeover by megabanks that are tax exempt. Remember what Charlie Munger, business partners with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, Bill Gates' personal lawyer, another eugenicist said. He said, I love communist China. I want to be like them. Justin Trudeau, I love communist China. I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping. These are real quotes. Oh, you want to play them again? In fact, we'll take some calls next segment. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But at the bottom of the hour, I'll play Charlie Munger for you again, and then I'll play Trudeau for you, because we're not making any of this up. You know, that's the difference. When Brian Stelter calls me a white supremacist, he doesn't show where I say white should be supreme over everybody. He doesn't have it. But when I tell you that Fiona Hill writes articles about we need world government, I show you where she wrote it. See how that works? You read a mainstream news article, where are the links showing what I said? They don't show them because it's not true. So, here is the latest. Psaki, as I told you, says the contact tracers are coming to your house to make sure you've had your inoculations in the future. Oh, you had a sniffle. Oh, you look sick. We're taking you to a facility. Already have them in Australia, have them in Europe, have them in the UK, have them in Canada. It's the same UN-run program. And the end goal, the UN says, is coming in your house and taking you out of it. And it's run by the Clinton Global Initiative, who's gotten billions of dollars to run it. So it's private corporate groups paid for to come harass you to take your poison shot. Here it is.
Healthcare settings and respond to hotspots. The president will outline 5 areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. 1, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. 2, a renewed emphasis on getting the vaccines to more primary care doctors and physicians, something that we've seen.
There you go. So they're just rolling out. The feds are coming to check on your health, but it's all about being able to arrest whoever they want with a fake PCR test, if even that. Or if you're even in contact with someone they think had a variant, which is a cold virus. It's a perfect way to make us all suspects, all criminals. Here's Susan Michie expressing outrage when asked if her 40-year membership in the Communist Party might inform her policies towards authoritarianism. She's an advisor to the government and a communist who wants a permanent lockdown, permanent mask. Here she is.
We shouldn't lift restrictions at all on the 19th, but we should carry on exactly as we are. Am I right? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, lifting restrictions will increase transmission. And with all the problems that I've just talked about, it doesn't seem to me the best time to do that.
All right, so you're saying we should stick with
it. If you remember, a few weeks ago, we actually postponed lifting restrictions because the situation was so serious. But the situation is even more serious now than it was then.
So there's a point I really have to put to you, and you'll be aware of this, because there's been a lot of commentary about this in the British media, about you. And it's just to do with your politics. And you know what I'm going to ask you. You've been a member of the Communist Party for about 40 years now. You're still a member. And we know that communism is basically statist. We look at communist countries around the world and we see that they are tremendously top-down dominant and controlled societies that they rule over. I just wonder, and I'm putting this question on behalf of those who wonder about your politics, if your politics actually informs your sense of control, it's not just political arguments, but you have a kind of a political bent to want the state to tell people what to do.
I've come on your program as a scientist, as do all people who come onto your program as scientists. They come on to talk about the evidence, relevant theories, how we approach our scientific disciplines, and you don't ask other scientists about politics. So I'm very happy to speak about science, which is what my job is, and to limit it to that.
So you're
that's enough. It goes on. It's on Infowars.com. She's totally political. It's all lies. The numbers are all lies. They want total control. They work for the big mega banks to shut down all their competition and make you non-essential. And she should live under permanent martial law. She's a dirty freaking commie. We'll be right back.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, where the left of the communists are trying to keep the lockdown permanently in place to collapse society so they can, quote, remake it in their own authoritarian image. I'll be hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Don't forget, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with American Journal. A lot of great guests, a lot of great callers, and Harrison does an excellent job as well hosting 8 a.m. Central. Find it all at freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv leads you to band.video, but band.video has been banned off Twitter and Facebook to share the link, so you need to share freeworldnews.tv. When they ban that URL, we'll simply create a new URL that redirects to all the same articles and videos that are at band.video or freeworldnews.tv. I want to go to Mark and Michael and Paul and Anonymous and Shelby and Thomas and Tony and Kristen. In fact, we're going to go to Shelby and Michael first here in just a moment, because that's the next subject I was going back into. Charlie Munger, Bill Gates' personal lawyer, another eugenicist, another parasite. He came out and said, Communist China arresting Jack Ma for trying to run his own company and you know, do things like that. He was a swear. Meaning he you know, he was having sex financially with multiple financial institutions. He wasn't working with the monopoly, with the insiders. And so he's been disappeared, they admit, to a work camp. We got some 90-something-year-old man up here who's the kingpin of the globalists, by the way. He runs the whole show. And he's sitting there, just, go, Missy, they said, sonny boy. That's it. You're going to a labor camp. But here's Justin Trudeau, whose father was involved with Munger and Buffett and David Rockefeller, opening China up to exploit their people as slaves. And all the big tech loving the Uyghur slaves and the Christian slaves and the Buddhist slaves and the death camps, the organ harvesting, all they lecture us about how we're bad because we're white. It's all Munger and them funding the whole thing. But here first is Justin Trudeau, in case you think I made it up earlier, saying the Prime Minister of Canada, he likes dictatorship. He admires dictatorship. And Charlie Munger says the same thing. Here it is.
Of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about, of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted, that I find quite interesting.
Oh, you just do whatever you want. Oh, take arrest whoever you want. You should lock up whoever you want. Oh, like you've done with the virus, training us to all live under a communist system. And so here's Charlie Munger one more time. He said this last week, last Friday. Just, oh, I wish we had what they could do in their economy where they just arrest people for not being in a monopoly. Here it is.
You said communist China is doing all the things that we should be doing right now, and I can't help but think of what they're done to Jack Ma.
It amuses me,
Well, what about what they've done to Jack Ma? He's kind of disappeared.
Well, yes, but Jack Ma is one of the swingers. So they just cut his, they said, the hell with you. He basically gave a speech when he said to a one-party state, well, you guys are a bunch of jerks, don't know what you're doing, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it better. And he was going to wade into banking and no rules and just do whatever he pleased.
He also
The Chinese communists did the right thing. They just called in Jack Ma and said, you aren't going to do it, sonny. I wish we had a, I don't want the, all of the Chinese system, but I certainly would like to have the financial part of it in my own country.
Although Ant Financial was bringing banking to a huge unbanked population.
Yeah, he was going to actually let poor people have access to banking and not a social credit score where old men like that can just turn you off. They don't like what you say. Oh, Jack Ma, we sent him to a forced labor camp. Hey, Sonny, I work tens of billions of dollars. I work with China. I'm going to do what I want. I'm Bill Gates' lawyer. Meanwhile, what do the big corporations do? Teach us to hate ourselves. Infowars.com, Independence Day. Marvel Comics makes Captain America say America Dream is a lie. Captain America said America's actually bad, it's a lie, and it's racist, and he's the new black Captain America. I'm loyal to nothing, says Captain America. White picket fences, ooh, families. Doesn't get along nicely with reality. Other cultures, immigrants, the poor, oh, wealth, the middle class, it's all bad. Captain America says so. See how it works? Let's go to Michael in California, then Shelby on the same subject. Charlie Munger, what do you think of that?
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So Charlie Munger, I was told, allegedly, I can't confirm this, but apparently he used his money to buy the current GOP chair in the state of California. Her name's Jessica Milan Patterson. This is the first year the convention was held virtually in the state of California, as far as I understand, because of COVID. So Jessica was re-elected as GOP chair in the state, conveniently, because it was a virtual convention.
Oh, of course. Charlie Munger admits he wants to be he wants a dictatorship. He admits he's a bad guy.
Right. So I just need all Californians and all conservatives throughout the country to understand that, we probably have the biggest GOP in the country, in the state of California. And our chair is bought and paid for by Charlie Munger, allegedly. And she just immediately shut down any kind of dissent.
Funny you say that. Munger said in the rest of the interview, America's bad. We should never reopen. China did such a great job. Because he's invested in China. Yeah, his job is bring America down.
Yeah. So and I just want to thank InfoWars for your show is the reason why I got involved in politics. And I just want to encourage anyone else out there, if you want to make a difference, contact your local GOP chair, get involved locally. And that's how we can actually make a difference, because the current GOP, they're sending out in the state of California, they're sending out letters in support of Kevin Falconer for governor. And we need to not put our support behind this guy.
Well, that's why we're losing the country, is grassroots folks are not taking over the machinery of the Republican Party, and the communists are instead. Great points. All right, let's talk to Shelby in Iowa on the same subject. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I was a supervisor for Berkshire Hathaway Home State Company up until about a couple weeks ago. And back in March, I went to our HR saying, I don't agree with a lot of things that are going on behind closed doors. And I'm fairly certain that my management is reading my text messages on my personal phone. And nothing really came of it. And then about a week later, they gave me a first and final warning over an email that was sent in 2018. And so then I just laid low for a while, and minded my P's and Q's. About 3 months later, the beginning of June, they came out with a mandatory compliance training video. And in this video, they had Berkshire Hathaway lawyers on there saying it was perfectly legal for them to discover, read our text messages on our personal phones that we pay for.
And hold on. I want to hear about this. Yeah, you Berkshire Hathaway, you just heard one of their head guys endorse communism. So, yeah, of course. These are flaming authoritarian criminals. Well, they're right back. Stay with us.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. And that's because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying..."
There's some pretty amazing footage at Infowars.com that all you should go check out and share. There's so many of these videos around the country of black people
looting Targets, looting shoe stores, looting Neiman Marcus, because they need to. These are evil white corporations, even though they're not white. Out of all the ethnic groups in the U.S., per capita average income, the first nine slots are filled by Asians. Now, there are a bunch of old white billionaires, absolutely, but white people on average are not even in the top nine groups in this country. It's not bad to be wealthy. It's good to have middle class. It's good to have well-to-do people. They buy things. They have employees. They build things. That's all the studies show. That's a good thing. But despite vehement support for Black Lives Matter, Neiman Marcus looted in San Francisco. Isn't that just sweet? And it's pretty powerful footage. We're going to be showing that. But going back to Shelby in Iowa. So you work for Berkshire Hathaway, and you knew they were reading your text messages on your private phone. Were they hacking your phone? Were they scanning your phone? And then you got noticed that they were telling you they could do that, huh?
Yeah, see, the way when we started working from home, they set us up to use the VPN network. And in order to connect, they told us the only way to do that was to have this app on your phone. And I knew better, but I went along with it and we did it. So every day when you log into work, your phone would be connected to their network all day. And I started testing it out, right? So I would text my boyfriend, and then my boss would call me, and I'm like, okay. So I just started, you know, testing it out for a while. And then this mandatory compliance training video comes out, and I decide to record it. And they make it sound like it's only in case of what we do is work comp insurance, actually. He owns 6 work comp insurance companies, and that ties in to play here. So they made it to believe that this was only in case of if a claim went to court, right? And they needed to subpoena documents or whatever. Well, the gears in my head are just turning, right? I'm like, oh, this lines up with everything I've been thinking this whole time. And so I record the video, and after it's done, I text message that video to all my friends and family. I'm like, how can this be legal? But it's their lawyers on this video saying that it's legal. And so then I decided, well, I'm going to send it to Project Veritas. So I did. I emailed it to Project Veritas, and within a week, they came up and said, Shelby, we're firing you for violation of business communication. And I said, well, what specifically did I do wrong? Well, we don't have to tell you that. Nebraska is a no-fault state. We don't have to tell you exactly what.
Oh, and they're the good company that's been caught laundering drug money by the billions and caught getting the biggest banker bailout in 2008. And it's all about how they're so moral and they're so good, and they're not. Now, Charlie Munger, heavily involved in the executive of the company, says he loves China's dictatorship. I mean, screw these people, these creepy old men.
Exactly. I mean, and then when I saw that, I was like, wow, another puzzle piece falling right into place.
Wow. So do you still have the video? Because that's what I said. All this lockdown was about making the courts go online. It was about making the businesses go online to chop us off, to separate us, to shut down the economy, to shut down the economies that live off of people traveling around and doing things, to consolidate power for the globalists as a test for their next big attack, but also so AI could spy on every business and everything we're doing to learn how to control us. So this has all been a big test on how to completely bring us down during the next big bio attack they're going to release. It's going to be far worse, in their own words. So this is this AI globalist system sizing us up, ladies and gentlemen. And people, next time they pull the viral release, if you submit, they're never going to take the restrictions off. It's meant to cause mass starvation and death. They've been preparing this for a long time, and God help us. They even say they're dictators. They say they want to be dictators. They say they want to arrest you if you challenge their business. These are divorced from God, divorced from America, totally decadent, corrupt people.
And he stands to profit from this, because when no other insurance is covering all the vaccine side effects and stuff, they're all going to go after their work comp because their employers forced them to get the vaccine. And so our work comp industry is just going to boom and skyrocket, and then they'll raise premiums to cover that cost.
Well, ma'am, Veritas ever did anything with it?
I never heard back or anything, no.
Well, they get flooded with stuff. Listen, I want to see this. This is very newsworthy that they're saying we're going to spy on your private phones when we make you use a VPN. And, of course, that's not. Unless in terms and services they told you we're spying on you and then you agreed to it, it's still very unethical. In fact, they didn't tell you and told you after the fact is fraud. And so I'm going to get your name and number. I'd like to get you in touch with guys. Get her name and number. Give it to Rob Dew. Have him call her right now. I want the video. I want to air it. That's extremely newsworthy. God bless you. Shelby, please don't hang up. And there you go. It's how it all works, you see. Oh, by the way, we're spying on you. It's totally legal. We're big lawyers. If you don't like it, you're fired. And by the way, you got to take this shot. It's experimental. By the way, I love Xi Jinping, how he just arrests people and sends them to death camps. I'm Charlie Munger. I'm 90-something years old, and I'm going to tell you how it works, Sonny, when we launder all that drug money. All right. Thank you so much, Shelby. All right. Let's go up next here. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
So, was it just me, or did you guys think that Oliver Darcy looked a little satanic in that video? I mean, the dude never blinked for like over a minute. The whole time he's talking about you.
They just seethe with hatred at people that are popular and love freedom. I mean, can you imagine being Oliver Darcy or Brian Stelter? I mean, these are caricatures of like servants of a vampire in a movie or something, like little groveling minions.
I agree. Okay, so check this out. 2 Thessalonians, verse 2, says, "The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan worked. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved." And it's the best part. It's the best part.
Beautiful.
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all who will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. I think that's setting us up for, you know, great tribulations. And
that was my late uncle's favorite Bible verse, because he talks about sending a great delusion. It's even more powerful than the King James Version. I interrupted you. Read that Bible verse again for folks.
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
And when it says gave them a great delusion or turned them over to great delusion, depending on the quote, going back from some of the more ancient texts I've read, but yes, removes God's discernment, what really happens. And yeah. So once you don't have God in you, you can be turned over completely to a giant lie. Thank you so much, Mark. Okay, I'm going to get to everybody before Paul Watson takes over. So Anonymous, Thomas, Nathan, Tony, Kristen, Paul, I mean, to every one of you when we come back, please don't forget, we won't be on air without you supporting us. I really need your support. I want to expand, not just stay the same size. We're going to contract if you don't support us. So get some T-shirts, get some books, get some films, get some supplements. We got free shipping, double Patreon points, extended to next Saturday, part of the 4th of July special at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's go to Luke and Bob, Texas, with Brandon and Willie and the four. The successful life we're living is gonna feel like the Hatfields and McCoy. Between Hank Williams' pain song, new very strange song, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Out of Luke and Bob,
Luke and Bob, Texas.
Ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here live. And I wish I would have read the little tags the callers tell us. But I got on with this caller earlier here on the Alex Jones Show. Anonymous in PA caller is transgender on the topic of trans people. So I'm glad you called in about that. Look, I don't hate anybody for what color they are or what they want to be or any of that. I don't like the takeover of bathrooms, the coming in and saying biological men are going to compete against women, it flies in the face of reality. And again, they want to use people that want to be something else or feel like they're something else as the new frontier of freedom, while all our other basic freedoms of privacy and everything else are taken away and 5G frying us and everything. And they want to just set the precedent where it will accept a biological man who wants to be a woman competing in women's sports. We will accept transhumanism, the cyborgs, and that whole system. And it's the very group pushing that that's doing it. And I don't want mentally retarded children targeted and said, you know, you're really a girl. We're going to give you attention now and tell them they're a girl because they're autistic. and then they go and demand to have their genitals cut off. So that's my view. I've already said my statement there. Anonymous, go ahead. What's your view on this?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome. Go ahead.
Great, great. Thank you so much for having me on. I take DNA Force. I've been taking it for the last 2 weeks. It's awesome. I'm feeling so much better with my neck and my back. I've had a lot of chronic pain. I just wanted to say that off the top. But
well, I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, thank you so much. I know we don't have a lot of time. I just want to hit just one major thing about the trans community. We have, unfortunately, sex offenders and pedophiles that try to use that small window of a freedom that a lot of us trans women and trans men are given to take up our choice that we can take in the United States of America to change our gender marker, change our name, and live our lives as whatever gender we wish, and are not, you know, intending to harm people or indoctrinate children or anything like that. Want to live our lives, date whoever we want, and, you know, espouse whatever political views we want. That's the freedom we have in this country, which I love. And there are people that need to be taken to justice, like that weed spot issue. That's horrible. That person should be in jail and, you know, whatever else. And I just wanted to mention the Olympic situation. That person did have sexual reassignment surgery in 2012. Obviously, that doesn't matter. It's just the genetic differences between someone who's got testosterone for the first 30-some-odd years of their life and then they transition. You can't compare. It's not fair. So people are saying follow the science for COVID and things like that. They're obviously not following the science there.
Well, see, you're not. It sounds like you're not a woman hater. And what I'm saying is there's certain groups in the whole Hollywood camp that just hate everything and want to overturn things. And so I'm not judging people that feel a certain way or have proclivities a certain way. And we know with the chemicals in utero now, male fetuses are more female. And so it is becoming a real truth. And there's always been people that have those, you know, those inclinations. I don't hate them. My issue is we have a small lake in East Texas that has carp that they put a few drops of a chemical in when they were eggs, and they're all sterile. And you know, Japan is putting out fish that are all female. And they use a chemical they feed them out of soybean to make the males female because females are bigger. And I'm just saying what they're doing to us is to make us more males, more effeminate so that we don't reproduce. It's not any attack on you that maybe you already have these proclivities or your genetic line or whatever it is. But the argument that people used to say, oh, it's natural to be gay or it's natural to be. Well, actually, it is. Because the chemicals in the process are doing it. Penises are getting smaller. Sperm counts are imploding. And in utero, especially in the first 6 weeks, the few chemicals that we know are in the food alone turn these into more sexless children, really, who aren't male or aren't female and are becoming more androgynous. So I don't judge anybody. I mean, you go out and look at the average male. They don't look like what men used to look like. And I mean, I'm pretty masculine. And compared to, say, my dad's dad, I mean, I'm not as masculine as he was or even my mom's dad. I mean, people were extremely masculine. And that scared the system. They were scared of men like that. And so they put chemicals in the food and water to do what they've done now. And so that's my view. What's your view?
And I totally agree with everything that you just said. I watch you all the time. And in all likelihood, just someone like me most likely had, you know, steroids that I took, you know, for an illness when I was younger, or it was vaccinations, or it was, you know, something in the water, something in utero. Could have been anything that could have, you know, changed my proactivity to go towards to being a transgender woman. There are a lot of people who probably have similar stories.
But well, let's expand on that. You know, my dad is short. He doesn't care. It's fine with him because he was playing football in junior high. Hurt his knees, and they just gave him steroids to get over it back then, and that stunted his growth. You know, so his dad was like 6'3", and, you know, he's like, you know, 5'8", or whatever. But, I mean, that's just an example of what chemicals do in children. And so we don't hate anybody with this process, but also they don't want us discussing this when they know full well what they've done. You know, I'd like to interview you sometime as a whole guest, Anonymous. So if you want to give us your name and number, we won't give it out, or you can be anonymous. Her number, and we'll try to get you on sometime. And again, I'm not poo-pooing the fact that you want to be a woman, you have the proclivity, and you lean that direction, and chemically it probably change your brain makeup and everything. I get it. I don't like the fact they try to make me say some 6'4" convict is a woman when he's clearly not. That's what I'm getting, like you said, the pedophiles, the criminals, the ex-cons using this field to act like monsters. Really great point. Glad you called. If you want to pop in as a guest sometime, might be good to have a larger discussion about that. Okay, let's talk to Thomas. Speaking of the human replacement plan, Microsoft, the digital twin. Tell us about that.
Hello there, Alex. You often talk about the globalist agenda for depopulation, and many people wonder where is the economy going to be if there's a greatly reduced number of people. And clearly, some of the people that have these schemes afoot are more concerned about going to a carbon neutral or negative carbon sequestration type system, and having found that locking down the world's economy only reduced carbon output by 15%, they now know that that's nowhere near enough in order to get to the
goal. Yeah, they've set up a benchmark that lets them totally take over the planet and dominate and control everyone, where they announced that carbon, which were carbon-based life forms, is evil. It is an asinine equation designed to be the total excuse for a overwrite of the entire system of the planet, not just humans. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that, I quite agree. But the point is if shutting down the entire world's economy for a year only gives you 15%, you've got to say what's next. And they've had the scheme what's next afoot for quite some time. It started in 2009 with NASA trying to model the performance of spacecraft, and then went into building management. And it's a concept called digital twins. And it's basically you cover a physical object completely with sensors, and then use artificial intelligence and machine learning to determine how that physical object performs in every single circumstance. So in cold weather, in high humidity, in high winds, in high temperatures, et cetera, et cetera. But they have a new concept, which is not just some theory. It's actually been espoused by Thierry Breton, the EU Commissioner for Digital Services, and also by Christel van der Elst, who is currently the Director General of Policy Horizons in Canada, who wrote papers last year and this year on the very subject. She was the Senior Strategic Policy Director and on the World Economic Forum Executive Committee. And personally, I think she actually ghost wrote Carl Schwab's last couple of books. If you look at some of her papers,
I know who she is. She's definitely the big workhorse up there.
Put forward this idea that it's possible to create human digital twins that will and of themselves become valuable, tradable assets. Now, if you look at how they create digital twins...
Don't hang up. Paul Watson's coming up, but I got to hold you over. Because what you're hitting is their entire future. They're going to say carbon is bad. You've got to upload to this twin, and then your body's going to die. And then the con is, that's a transhuman to digital. And so, we've got to get rid of your body. Not just live in a tank so there's no violence. The Matrix plan, that was a Pentagon plan from 77, but an actual in your body upload to a machine, which is childhood's end plan. It's always the same plan. We'll come right back to you. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.